Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Hi there. Welcome to the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with your host, Nathan Ross, Tax CPA. As you know, we start off each show asking, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you money or create significantly more wealth over the rest of your life? And our firm is are planners. Most CPAs are reporters. Simply focus on what happened a year ago when they report your taxes this year, as we're coming into the tax reporting season. But as planners, we focus on helping you achieve twice the financial freedom that self-made millionaires right here on this station purportedly do, even as they're suggesting that collectively you and your, your member associates send billions of dollars to the IRS. I tell you, with advice like that, how many taxpayers do you possibly need and to float the massive debt? But somehow Congress finds a way to spend it all. My voice is dry this morning. And we need more money going to the Treasury, going to the government. And if you don't think that, go to truthinaccounting.org and look at what the true deficit is. It's instead of 30 trillion, it's much closer to 130. So we need people that are joining real estate mentor programs to think differently about whether they rip the Band-Aid off of their retirement funds. I heard it again on the show today just before mine, and I just shudder to think how much financial freedom is going into the trash cans at the IRS or government agencies. And it's just remarkable the level of taxes that we do collect at the federal level and how they get spent, and then to still have the massive deficits that we have. It's just hard to fathom where all that money goes. But we want to help you, and we want to help you understand how to optimally invest your money for the rest of your life so that you can generate some tax savings that can then be invested and bring more wealth or retirement savings to your family's net worth. And before you run out and cash out because you don't realize, self-made millionaire does not tell you that there's a better way. And it's not that he doesn't know. I've had the conversation directly with him. He knows full well that he's sending billions of your money to the IRS. And I'm talking about over a 30-year look forward, what you will make if you simply do what that organization says. They've got the right idea. I'm rooting for them. I want them to stay around. I'm worried, though, that with the advice they're giving combined with the massive shift in the real estate private partnership market where you no longer need mentor programs, old school mentor programs is how I refer to them, just like you no longer need a travel agent to go buy your next plane ticket. How many of you use travel agents? Well, that's what I thought. Not many. And I'm going to suggest that fewer and fewer of you are using old school investor membership programs that are five-figure cost to join, when effectively you can achieve the same status that you need to be able to invest. There's many transactions out there that you can invest in and avoid the quote overhead of maintaining a membership and having to attend and go through assorted classes, trainings, etc. that kind of make it look good, make you feel better about your membership. It's like, as we learned in our college marketing classes, it's all about cognitive dissonance, which, most advertising is. It's advertising made the guy that just bought feel better because now he's seen a commercial maybe on TV that's confirming his wise choice. Well, that's a lot of what these memberships are about. And hey, if you got the extra 20 grand laying around and you feel better being part of a club of people that are like-minded, hey, nothing wrong with that. We'll still help you exploit your platform of choice, because every one of them have their soft spots and every one of them have their unique strengths, including the program I'm referring to. Again, we like the program. We just don't like the bad tax advice. And I'm reminded every time I go down this path of what the Houston legendary oil well firefighter used to say, Red Adair, that for those of you that are under the age of 50, you probably don't know who that is. But in any event, I'll give you another one in that same ilk. You probably don't know who A.J. Foyt is either, the Indy race car champ. But anyway, Red Adair used to say, hey, if you think professionals are expensive, just try the amateurs. And I'm going to make that the hallmark for the self-made millionaire investor mentor groups that purportedly are, quote, working on your family's financial freedom, and yet for some reason decide that telling you to give away 30% or more of your family's net worth is something you should consider. And I'm going to suggest, I just heard a commercial on the show before this one by Self-Made Millionaire, where he defines the pattern of the people who seemingly do the same thing wrong over and over again as being a loser. Seriously? I think Self-Made Millionaire needs to go back and listen to some of his own radio shows and podcasts to understand that even after 30 years, he's still telling people to rip the Band-Aid off and pay your tax with no math supporting that, no code section that supports that as being an optimal strategy. And I'll tell you right now, there's more than one way of ripping the Band-Aid off. And if you want to pay tax, I've got your solution. And by the way, after you pay the tax, you will truly have freed yourself from the grasp of the government, if that's your reason for doing it, which that's really secondary. I'm going to tell you the reason to do it is because there's an optimal tax strategy that involves paying no more tax the rest of your life off the money that you invest in real estate private placements. And Self-Made Millionaire won't get you there. He doesn't understand, I suppose, although, again, I've explained it to him. He doesn't understand how to get there from here, and we will help you do that. Lastly, before we go to the break, I want to remind you that you know, this show, even though it's a CPA that's leading the way, you're not my client. I'm not your CPA until we've engaged, and I'll tell you more about how we can do that when we come back from the break. But you should always run these strategies, these answers we give to questions at times, past your advisors. Let's make sure that the facts line up with yours before you go off and do something that you're going to regret. In any event, we'll be right back to the Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA, in a few minutes.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross. And as we were leaving the prior segment, I was referring to the amateurs that are out there that are giving tax advice, and it's so sad. And I listened to it again today on the show just before ours, not just a commercial espousing that suggestion about how losers are the ones that do things over and over and over again that result in bad outcomes. And I'm going to suggest to you that that applies times 10 to people that tell you that you cannot invest in real estate. You cannot achieve. I heard an example today, the young lady being interviewed on the air, very successful syndicator, by the way. I'm well aware of her exploits, very, very good work. And she said, well, you know, I took my 401 money out because I wanted to control it. And it's like, I'm just begging to ask. So, you know, you're doing what all my clients want to do. You want to control your 401. And are you telling me that you don't need the extra $100,000 on 350? By the way, that example's at the bottom of the baplanner.com website. But are you suggesting to me that you don't need that money in your family's net worth that's generating the rates of return? She purportedly achieved a 70% rate of return, I think it was in the first year, which that's certainly not the norm, as you might suspect, but it happens. Well, why wouldn't you want that on $100 instead of 70? Because when you cash out your IRAs or 401s, if you got $100, you're going to end up with 70. So if you generated, let me do the math for you, self-made millionaire, it's real simple. 70% on 70% is I believe, unless it's changed, it's $49. That's a lot of money. And to have that tax-free is even more money. But, hey, if you can get it on $100, it's not quite twice as much. Why wouldn't you want this? It makes no sense, and I can't explain it. You need to ask. The next time somebody tells you, oh, you're going to create financial freedom, just trust us. Everything else we're telling you is true, too, by the way. Just trust us. Pay 30 cents out of every dollar to the IRS, and, you know, the IRS is going to, I guess, they think the IRS pays dividends. I don't know. Last time I checked, it was zero. But my point is, you can do everything with your 401 when it comes to investing in real estate, with minor exceptions. As a passive, you can certainly do everything. The passive real estate investments that you can do after you've cut a chunk of your wallet away, 30% or more, depending on where you live and your other income that year, and hand it to the IRS. And I keep saying it. I'm going to keep saying it every week. That is the single biggest difference you can make in your tax life if you've decided that real estate, private partnership syndications, what I call REPs, is in your future. It's your best option to get out behind the retirement wealth eight ball, or simply to create more cash flows today with money that you may already have in money markets or index funds or the stock market. There's nothing that compares to the returns over time. In fact, if you don't believe me, go pull the report that the San Francisco Fed Reserve Office released a while back, where it shows as an asset class, it compares bonds, stocks, or stocks with real estate with bonds. And real estate was the clear winner in terms of stability And I think in terms of profitability and stability, it was ahead on both counts. But bottom line is, that's a huge testamentary from someone that's not trying to sell you something, okay? The Fed really isn't trying to sell you something. I guess some people could take issue with that when you look at some of the harebrained fiscal policy as of late. But bottom line is, they're not trying to sell you a $20,000 membership. They're not trying to provide you with complimentary sophisticated investor training, as I am, which for those of you that are interested in that, we have not rolled that out yet. We're going to soon. So those of you that have emailed me a few times wanting to know timing, just bear with me. We're doing some things at my firm, MP Ross CPAs, where we're it's this time of year when we upgrade software, we convert data. We've got assorted other programs that we're trying to get the content ready for that we're going to roll out. We'll have it soon, but bottom line is, if you're not up for spending the 20 grand to join one of the platforms, stay tuned. We're going to give you an option that you can attend in Houston initially, and we'll get you there, because the reality is, one of the biggest advantages you have of joining any kind of formal group, whether it's my services or whether it's one of the self-made millionaire groups out there. There's more than a few, by the way. They obsess in telling you how much money they have. It's crazy. And all I can tell you is, do you hear Elon Musk or Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or, Jeff Bezos, or back in the day, Ross Perot? Did you ever once hear him talk about living in, 15 to 20,000 square foot mansions, or how much money they have? And I'm going to tell you, from having worked at one point, I was a member of my small firm, worked on some of the largest bankruptcy cases in the city of Houston. I had a partner that was on the trustee panel for the U.S. Bankruptcy Court. I saw things. It's like Farmers says. I never worked at Farmers Insurance, but I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. And I'm going to tell you right now, when people brag about their financial well-being specifically and need to tell you about it every day, something's not right. The issue is usually they're not really worth what they say they are. And I'm not telling you they're not successful. I'm going to tell you right now, take a guy like Grant Cardone, just so I can avoid local personalities. Grant Cardone is worth a lot of money. How much? I have no idea, because every time he opens his mouth, I'm going to discount it a little bit because he's saying things that most likely aren't true. And the need to raise one's self-esteem by telling you how much they're worth, that's a significant personality flaw, and it usually ends up at the end of the day, they never had as much as they say they did. And this, in the local case with self-made millionaire, this is after you're being told, don't obsess on greed, don't be greedy, don't buy things to show that you're wealthy when you're not really wealthy. Really? It's like, do we ever look in the mirror occasionally and make sure that we're adhering to the advice that we're dispensing to others? And I think that's something you ought to question when you're being asked to give your money in large amounts to someone that supposedly is living the dream. And I'm going to question whether they're living a dream at all. They're probably, based on what I see and hear from folks in that camp, it's more of a nightmare perhaps, because they've got that lack of self-esteem. Anyway, we'll circle back on that some other day. But bottom line is, if you take nothing away from this conversation, if you're going to invest in real estate private partnerships and you've got retirement money, do not give your money away to the IRS until you speak with someone that is a professional, whether it's me or somebody else, that understands the optimal code sections to operate under, so that you can use that extra money for the rest of your life in transactions. And again, if I refer to the bottom of the BAPlanner.com website, I've got an example on a $350,000 401 that if you cash it out, you're going to pay about $95,000 in tax the first year. And I show you that over the next 30 years, if you simply invested in the same investments that Self-Made Millionaire and other groups are suggesting you invest in, that that turns into almost $25 million over the next 30 years. And I understand you're going to say, Nathan, that's a bunch of hooey. I would have to keep that money invested, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, it's the same assumption that Self-Made Millionaire makes when he says you should pay the IRS. You're making a decision to do something that's going to be, you know, a stagnant decision over the next 30 years. How about we make an investment or an additional $50,000 investments in two more syndications, and those geese lay the golden eggs of baby geese and continue to do so over the next 30 years. Look at your calculator, multiply the $95,000 tax you would pay today times 1.2. We use 20% annual returns. We'll run it at whatever rate you want, but that's what we see commonly over time, not year one or two, but over a 10 to 15-year cycle. And if you do that 30 times, $95,000 times 1.2 times 1.2 times 1.2, look at your calculator. It's going to be $24,500 and some odd thousand dollars. It is real money. It's like you win in the lottery, but nobody bothered to let you know you were the winner. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to let you know every week, as I have been, I'm going to continue to do it, and we're going to salvage retirements one investor at a time. If you get to us before you hear it loudly and from the front of the room mentioned over and over and over, and we'll save your retirement. We will help you achieve twice the financial freedom that's mathematically possible if you start by giving away 30% of your net worth. If you want to ask a question, you can call in at 281-558-5738, or you can send me a text to 713-509-0195, or shoot me an email to info@npross.com. We'll be right back in a few minutes with the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be a Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, and we're at the halfway point on the show. And now I'd like to turn to talk about tax planning. And by the way, before I forget that, I'm assuming that, most folks saw the latest inflation report yesterday or the day before. I lose track now. Heck, I had a hard time figuring out what time I needed to wake up this morning here in Thailand to convert the time change. You know, we changed. Y'all haven't yet. And, of course, you know, we're 13 hours off under one of the time slots like we have been now for the last, what, 4, 5, 6 months. And now we go back to 12, which means Nathan's got to get up an hour earlier each morning to start the call stream that invariably works its way onto my calendar. And, by the way, for those of you that would like to schedule a call with me, I'd greatly prefer it if you would first go fill out the client intake forms, especially based on what I'm getting ready to tell you right now on a promotion that we're going to offer. You know, fill out the client intake forms at BAPlanner.com. Again, it's BEAPLANNER.com. Top right, there's a schedule a call link, and right next to it, there's intake forms. Please complete the intake forms first before you schedule a call, but I will take your call. I'll involve one of my associates typically that's going to be handling part of the work that we'll do for you if we undertake planning, and I'll give you more information about that here shortly. But I want to go through some things that we're offering. We've normally do this with paid clients, but we've decided to at least do one phase. We're going to do an analysis for you if you want to participate. And effectively, we look at a core group of tax planning strategies that fits an awful lot of people. You know, if you're in the, I don't know, 150 to 300,000 or higher income strata, and you're married, maybe have some children, or you've got a family of adults, there's strategies that can apply to those folks as well, including a family limited liability company as an example. And if you're going to be an investor, or if you are now an investor, there's a number of things that you can position now that will pay huge dividends either this year, just depending again on your facts and circumstances, or well into the future. And when you look at the ability to execute some of the strategies that are tangential to investing in real estate private partnership syndications over the long term, and you look at your legacy of what you might live or leave to your family, you know, planning starts now. Let's just say planning starts now. And if you're trying to avoid the getting run over, trampled by the tax train that's coming down the tracks now, barreling down the tracks, I might say, where the brackets that we're in today and have been now for a number of years, so since the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, we are in the lowest tax brackets in most of our lifetimes. And if you've ever thought about converting from pre-tax money over to a Roth, now's your time. And there's some other strategies we've got with other financial tools as well. And if you don't understand that the tax brackets are on sale, probably at least a 50% level, okay, you may not get it. But I'm telling you, go read David McKnight's book, The Power of Zero. He's got several books that have been New York Times bestsellers. Or watch the Netflix movie, The Tax Train, I believe is what it's called, or The Tax Train's Coming. You're going to come to a realization that we're living on, pardon the pun, we're living on borrowed time, because the massive amount of money that's been borrowed, I could say over our lifetime, but the reality is it's only in the recent past. I guess you go back to the maybe the Bush-Clinton time frame is when it kind of started. It massively exploded under Obama, and of course George Bush didn't slow down. I'm sorry, it exploded under Bush, you know, with the debt malaise, and then of course Obama didn't slow down. Obama doubled the deficit again, if I remember correctly. And then, you know, Mr. Trump for all of his good, also had the deficit go up massively on his watch, which just goes to illustrate a point that it's not Democrat or Republican. It's politician is what it is. And I decided a long time ago after watching the Tax Reform Act of 86, I'll date myself there, okay? I started practice back in 1981, and I'm telling you, I don't care which side of the aisle is in control. The only true differences, aside from things like court, you know, judicial appointments, which I will fully stipulate are a big deal. If you don't think that's a big deal, look at what's going on right now in the vaccine and the COVID realm, the abortion issue. It looks like the state of Texas, as of yesterday, finally has finality on the new abortion rules. And so, and again, I'm not necessarily political. I don't care really whether you're Democrat or Republican, whether you're pro-choice or pro-life in the true sense. But I'm just going to suggest to you that all the talk I hear when it comes to vaccines and mandates, I'm not sure why that doesn't apply to abortion. I've wondered. And again, I've got dear friends that believe differently than I do. You may not, but I'm just curious, if we're trying to save lives that could be saved with the stroke of a pen, why haven't we addressed the 800,000 plus folks that are terminated, small folks, every year in our country? It's insane. It's twice the number of COVID deaths, and yet I'm told that I don't have the ability, I don't have the understanding, I can't quite figure out whether I should put a vaccine in my body. And you know, hey, I'm not anti-vaccine. I've taken every vaccine in my 61, nearly 62-year-old life, but they were all trialed at least 10 years. There was none of this 10-day stuff, and so I'm going to wait. But anyway, tax planning. We're looking, if you want to participate in our complimentary analysis program, if you will fill out our intake forms, we're going to look at how we can maximize deductions with your specific facts and circumstances. We're going to look at legal entity structures. If you decide you want to invest where a structure might make sense. And by the way, for all you folks that are buying real estate, usually I see this with single family because multifamily works a little bit differently. You go out and buy that rental property and you put it in your name. You know, you get a loan in your name that you close at the title company in your name. And just had a text pop in. And then, based on a weekend seminar that you might have seen, you go convey that property over to an LLC. And, you know, you're told by the attorney involved, usually who's not a, I would say, qualified if he's telling you to do something like that, unless you paid cash for the property, which most people don't because that's not how you make money. And in any event, I would suggest to you that you've just breached some major legal rules when you convey that property. So here you've got a loan that's still in your name. You had a title policy on that property, again, covering you as the owner, not your LLC, even though you may be the 100% owner of a disregarded entity. That is a major breach of the rules. And if you want to learn more about this, shoot me an email. And I will send you, I'll share a document with you that I've pulled some excerpted material out of a book. I'm going to strongly recommend you spend $15 or $10, whatever it is, on Kindle and go get, because this book will cover not only this issue, several other mistakes that I see clients make. And if you don't get it after reading this very short excerpt of why you should never, ever, ever undertake that strategy without an experienced real estate attorney that will walk you through how to undo what you've already done, if it can be done, and align the pieces of the puzzle correctly, so that when you wake up and find out, as the example shows, that, you know, the two gentlemen that bought a piece of land from a lady that didn't really mention that, hey, she had an interest, a half interest in the parcel of land that they were getting ready to build real estate on. And then they found out when the other heir showed up and said, hey, I want to be compensated for my half, along with I want the real estate that you've just built. And so those things happen in real life. And if you'll read from the perspective of an attorney that used to run a title company, owned a title company, developed one of the first title plants in the U.S., you'll get a real interesting read on what should happen versus what you hear at the weekend seminar. And that one issue can save you countless headaches and money out of pocket when you get sued and find out you don't have coverage. So anyway, so we'll look at legal structures, how to properly implement them. We're going to look at your retirement assets and figure out what's the best way to optimally use those funds. And it's usually never cashing it out unless you're talking about doing a Roth conversion. And even then, we're not going to do it all in year one unless you've got, you know, a smallish amount of money, because it won't make sense to do a conversion where we put you into the 35, 37, 40% tax bracket. We want to take advantage of the brackets that are on sale. So in any event, and then if you've got international investments, there's a whole new raft of rules that affect partnerships and international investors. We can address that. We've got niche-specific strategies, like how do I pay my children and get a tax break for it while at the same time keeping them from paying tax. You know, there's ways of doing that. We'll show you how. We've got multiple advanced strategies involving asset and gift freezes. And then we're going to look, if you're using a financial planner that knows what they're doing, that's awesome. We'll look at where you sit right now, and we'll try to figure out how do we offload some of that, if that's your intention to go into the real estate private placement segment. Hopefully you've got a planner that understands that option. By the way, I had two contacts from last week's show where they actually work. I'm not going to say who they work with, but it's a known brand, large company. Two people asking for more information on how on real estate private partnerships. These are folks that ostensibly know exactly how to work with market-based assets. And I guess it just goes to show you that this little niche, I say little, it's billions of dollars every year that are going into the rep market, as I call it. And, you know, tax-advantaged wealth management is a big deal in the face of the tax rates that are coming down the tracks. And then, you know, in terms of who we're doing this for, you know, startup companies, small business, as well as, you know, moderate to high net worth individuals. Maybe you've got tens to, you know, millions, low millions in assets. You're a prospect for this asset class. And in fact, you may be a prospect. I've got a couple clients that they're over that level, and still, you know, it's funny how the wealthy enjoy making 10 to 30% a year on their assets too. You know, it doesn't seem like there's any level where you tap out. In any event, if you're interested in that, send me, well, do this, go fill out our intake forms. I will connect with you once I can review it. We'll get some more information from you, get a few years' tax returns, and we will get that into our tax planning strategy system, and we'll circle back to you with an analysis, not with a consulting, but with an analysis. And then if you want to go past the analysis phase to, if it were in the medical context, we'll do the diagnosis complimentary. We're going to charge you if you want the prescription. If you want us to write the prescription, there'll be a fee for that. We'll identify the strategies that apply and the steps to get there. And then if you want us to fill the prescription or undertake the operation, we'll charge you for that as well. But the bottom line is you can find out, you can explore, simply by connecting with us, giving us a copy of your tax returns, filling out our intake forms. And then if you're interested in this year's tax return preparation, that would be 2021. And you're also interested in having this analysis done, you're also welcome to connect with one of my associates, Dan Dubose, CPA. And Dan can be reached at, I'm struggling to find the number. Let's see here. It is 713. I'm giving you a direct line. And let's see, here it is. So 713-697-9770. Dan DuBose, CPA, working side by side with me. We will take a look at your info and determine what might fit. Okay, we've got one more segment left. Let's take a break. We'll be right back in a few minutes with the Be a Planner Tax Man Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
My tab, pour myself in a cab and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday, 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross on AM 700 KSEV.
Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started with real estate private partnership syndications, you can now take advantage of direct online investing options. Tune in Sundays at 7 a.m. to the Be A Planner Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, right here on KSEV.
Like the song, Bobby McGee, I'm just longing to be free. Take me where I want. Big dreams and fake dreams. And there are many just like me with big dreams and fake dreams.
Okay, welcome back to the last segment of this week's Be a Planner Tax Mass Show. And, you know, we were just talking about tax planning, tax strategies, et cetera. And, you know, our goal is like others that you hear on the air, you know, we want to help you achieve financial freedom. However, unlike others you'll hear on this station, in fact, just before my show, I'm going to keep referring to that because that's what I hear as I'm getting ready for this show, and I hear a concept recounted time and again that I just don't quite understand the logic. And by the way, I was a member of that organization for almost 20 years, provided tax services. The bulk of my clients still come from that organization. And, you know, I like a lot of what that organization has to offer. But, you know, there's a certain amount of hot air, I'm going to call it, and I'm going to say lack of sincerity. And again, once you've been around a group of people that long, you'll understand what I'm saying. But I hear over and over, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. And you know, it sounds good until you think about it, or until you get a spreadsheet out and you look at what your resources are. Trust me, it is the money. The money is what dictates the lifestyle. And I will challenge anyone from that organization, come on my show and let's compare the math between your notion. I understand, because I've heard it leak out on other shows, you're talking about retirement being a $60,000 a year after tax scenario. I get it. I get the fact that the founder of that organization says himself on a recent show that he didn't have much money in retirement when he left, the cubicle, as it were, is what they refer to it as, of the corporate arena. And I'm going to tell you right now, unless you've been there, and they say this, it's funny, they say this about real estate, you know, work with someone that knows what they're doing. They've been to the finish line, i.e. their program, which is true, very true statement. I'll stipulate to that. It's not as often as they claim it is. It's not the mainstream. It's there's anomalies there. When you hear, like on the show today, about someone that generated 70% the first year, first of all, you've got to understand the intangibles that they're referring to with that 70% number. And you'll see there's some soft spots in that 70%. Still good. It's still possible. It might turn into a hard spot. But when you see it on a tax return, that's when you know they actually achieved it. But in any event, what I'm going to suggest to you, and again, Grant Cardone, I'm going to reference again. Cardone's got a certain level of success, but it's hard to know just how much it is because, again, there's a lot of huff about how much money I have, etc., in his words. But, you know, he said something once that I recall. It's hard to get it out of your head when you hear all this other sales huff, hype, I'm going to call it, in spite of the admonition that we're going to dispense of the hype each day when they come on the air. Trust me, it's hype. And Cardone says the only people that talk about it's not the money are the ones that already have it. Check, check. And I'm going to tell you, that's exactly it. And when you talk about retirement, I'm going to tell you, retirement is not a finish line somewhere. Retirement's a state of mind, number one, where you go do what you want to do. It's like Marvin Zindler used to sign off every Friday night on the slime in the ice machine report. Is it coming up on the weekend? Go fishing, take your kids to the park, or do whatever makes you happy. That's retirement. And so don't be confused. You're not trying to get to a spot where you can, quote, retire. No, you're trying to get to a spot where you can do whatever makes you happy every day you get up without having to worry. And again, how many times do you hear long-term health care or chronic illness issues when self-made millionaires talking about, quote, retirement? And I'm going to tell you that, you know, you don't have to look too hard online to realize that 50% of American couples have a longevity and a tax rate risk because of, in many cases, long-term health care issues or chronic illness. And that's according to an article, I believe it was in USA Today a while ago. That was a while ago. I can't imagine what it looks like now with 7.8% inflation announced this past week. $882,000 average American couple will spend on health care and their retirement. And that's essentially, most of that is chronic illness or long-term health care. So I'm going to ask you, does simply shooting for $60,000 after tax constitute retirement? No, it doesn't. And they know it doesn't. And yet I never hear the questions, two questions that are critical. And we address both of these, by the way, on the 401 math illustration at the bottom of the homepage at baplanner.com, which is, how much money do you have to get started with to invest in real estate, private partnership syndications, REPs, or how do you define retirement? Very important. Without those two numbers, the talk about, oh, our average member retires in 2.5 years, are you kidding me? I've got clients that have been members of that group for 15 years and haven't yet retired because they define retirement differently than the membership salesman, what I'm going to call the travel agent of yesteryear, with regard to the old school membership platform. And they'll say it over and over. In fact, I heard a comment on one of the recent self-made millionaire shows, which was, well, I've been saying this for 30 years. It must be correct. Well, no, it's not correct. Just like I told you, it wasn't correct 20 years ago in front of the room. And I'm going to tell you again, it's not correct. And if you want to go over the math again, because I understand, again, this is professionals. These are not amateurs that have come up with this tax optimization. Happy to explain it to you. And we are happy to help your members keep the money that's going to the IRS based on your advice, your amateur tax advice, in their family's net worth, and truly achieve massive wealth creation and financial freedom. Anyway, let me just say a couple other things before we sign off this week. The self-directed 401 trust continues in spite of the issues with Build Back Better. Whether it passes or not, we still have the ability to generate optimal tax returns, and you know, specifically with respect to real estate investing. If you're someone that's sitting right now on a what I would call a fair amount of real estate, maybe you've got 10 or 20 rental properties, you know, your timing and matching up, synchronizing losses that you could achieve with the real estate private partnerships is pretty key. That's your first step to optimizing tax strategy, and we can work with you on that. There's a multitude of perspectives here that fit what we do, and it doesn't cost you anything to find out. Go to the beaplanner.com website, fill out the intake forms, schedule your call. We'll be happy to walk through your options. In any event, we're at the end of the show. I appreciate you tuning in this week. As usual, I always enjoy talking about this stuff. It's good stuff. I myself invest in real estate, and I myself understand how these strategies can benefit your family's net worth, and we want to help you understand what you're signing up for. We'll be back next week. We hope you can listen in. Oh, we'll be back tomorrow, 7 a.m., the Mass Syndication Show. See you then.
Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth?
Thanks for listening to Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEV.